Well, hello, my name is Matthew Wilson.
Hi, 大家好，我的名字叫 Matthew Wilson.
And I have preached here once before.
我以前在这里，跟大家分享过信息一次。
But it's my privilege to have another opportunity to speak to you today from the Bible.
很高兴今天又再一次的有这个机会和大家一起来分享圣经神的话语。
I'm very thankful to Pastor Chu, and I hope that you know how blessed you are to have him as your pastor.
我很感谢神，这个赵牧师在这里，那也真的是 要让大家知道，让大家了解到，我们是多么的这个幸运，有赵牧师在这里来牧养我们。
I'm also very thankful to Casey for his willingness to provide translation for me today.
我也谢谢 Casey 在这里来帮我做翻译。
It is a great day to be in the house of the Lord and to worship Him here with you today.
真的这是一个美好的这个日子，能够在神的这个殿中和大家一起来分享神的话语。
And regardless of what language we speak, we come together today to praise the name of Jesus.
不论我们讲什么样的语言，但是我们今天都是同样的，在神的这个殿中一起来敬拜主耶稣的圣名。
So before I read the Bible, let's go together and pray for God's guidance.
在我开始今天的这个读这个读经之前呢，好不好？让我们大家一起来这个祷告。
Lord God, we thank you that we can come together today.
我们在天上的父，孩子们感谢你今天能够来到你的殿中来敬拜你。
Lord, that you have given us your book, the Bible.
神，你给我们有你的话语。
Help to give us understanding today.
也求主，你让我们能够了解你的话语。
That we would know your Son Jesus.
我们会知道你的儿子主耶稣基督。
And we pray most of all that you would be glorified today.
我们祈求你，今天在会众的这个大这个众人都会来荣耀你。
Amen.
奉基督耶稣基督的圣名求， Amen.
Well, today is Palm Sunday.
今天是个这个中支主日。
Some of you may be very familiar with this event.
也许在座的有一些呢，熟悉中支主日是怎么回事。
Others of you may know very little about this event.
那可能也有一部分人呢，知道的非常少，甚至不清楚。
So I've decided today that we would speak on this celebration.
但是今天呢，我仍然决定就是和大家一起来分享，这个值得庆祝的日子。
So that we know why we celebrate Palm Sunday.
所以我们能大家能够了解。为什么我们要来庆祝这个中支主日？
And it's significant to us today.
这是对我们是非常重要的。
So if you have a Bible, and I hope you do, please open to John 12, verse 12 through 19.
如果大家手头上有这个圣经，这个 Pastor Matthew 是非常希望大家手头都有一张有一本圣经的，好不好？翻到约翰福音第十二章，十二到十九节。约翰福音十二章十二到十九节。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话语。
The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem.
第二天，有许多上来过节的人听见耶稣将到耶路撒冷。
So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel.
就拿着棕树枝出去迎接他，喊着说，何善哪！奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的。
And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt.
耶稣得了一个驴驹，就骑上，如经上所记的说：“锡安的民啊，不要惧怕，你的王骑着驴驹来了。”
His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him.
这些事门徒起先不明白，等到耶稣得了荣耀以后，才想起这话是指着他所写的，并且众人果然像他这样行了。
The crowd that had been with him when he called Israel out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness.
当耶稣呼唤拉撒路，叫他从死里复活出坟墓的时候，同耶稣在那里的众人就做见证。
The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign.
众人因听见耶稣所行的这神迹，就出去迎接他。
So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see this, you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him."
法利赛人彼此说，看啊，你们是徒劳无益，世人都随从他去了。
Now I've just read from the Gospel of John, but all four of the Gospels recount this event in the life of Jesus.
刚刚我们读的是约翰福音所记载耶稣的事迹。事实上，在另外三本福音书也都记载了相同的事情。
And if you want to look later, you can look in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark and Luke, and they all recount this.
如果你们愿意的话这个会后呢，你们可以自行的来阅读马太福音、马可福音跟路加福音，他们就记载着相同的这个事件。
But what's most striking about this passage is that celebration is going on.
我们刚刚读的这段的事件里头，最醒目的一件事情就是。关于有一件在庆祝的事情正在进行。
We all like parties and parades, yes?
我们每一个人都喜欢这个宴会跟这个游行的，是不是？
They are times of expressing joy, enthusiasm, happiness, for something or someone.
每个人总有时间，总会有一段的时间呢来借着这个喜欢这个欢乐高兴或者是令人振奋的这个事情。
And I know that you've recently wrapped up celebrating the Chinese New Year.
我知道你们最近才刚刚结束了这个中国的新年。
So all people like to celebrate.
所有的这个人呢都喜欢这个庆祝事件的。
But we who are Christians should especially be those who celebrate.
那我们基督徒呢，特别是那些是更喜欢来喜欢这个庆祝的。
And above all things, we should celebrate Jesus Christ.
但最重要的是呢，我们第一件要庆祝的就是庆祝主耶稣的到来。
Next week we will come to celebrate Good Friday.
接下来的下一个这个周五呢，我们会庆祝这个耶稣受难日。
Which celebrates Jesus' death on the cross.
那我们庆祝的是主耶稣基督他在为我们死在十字架上。
And then Easter we celebrate the empty tomb and his resurrection.
而这个在这个复活节里面呢，我们是来庆祝主这个那空的坟墓跟主耶稣的复活。
But before we can celebrate these things, we come to Palm Sunday.
但是在那个之前呢，我们来庆祝今天这个中之主日。
And here we see people celebrating, but for the wrong reason.
但是我们在这里接下来要看到的是，这些以色列人、这些犹太人呢，他们是借着庆祝的名义却里头却是因为这个错误的理由而来庆祝。
I pray this will give us pause to make sure that we do not make the same mistake in our own lives.
我祈求神呢，那让我们今天能够学习到，而不会犯相同的错误。
So in verse 12, we see a large crowd coming to Jerusalem to celebrate a feast.
那首先呢，我们看到就有一大群人呢，到这个耶路撒冷来庆祝一个宴席。
This is the beginning of the Passover feast.
这是一个月节宴席的开始。
The Passover is a celebration of how God delivered Israel from slavery to Egypt.
这个月节呢，是庆祝当时神呢，耶和华怎么带领以色列人脱离埃及的奴役。
In the book of Exodus, God commanded all the Israelites to kill a lamb and to put its blood on the doorpost of their home.
在这个圣经里头的这个出埃及记里头记载呢，神命令了所有的埃及人呢，宰杀这个羔羊，然后把这个羔羊的血呢涂在这个门柱上。
And all those that did not have the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, the firstborn child would die.
所有门柱上没有被涂这个羔羊的血的这个家庭呢，他们头生的长子将会被击杀。
So it's not a coincidence that Jesus Christ came to die on the Passover week.
这一点也不奇怪，主耶稣为什么会选择在会选择在这个逾越节的这个当时来牺牲。
The story of the Passover was a picture of what Jesus' sacrifice upon the cross would accomplish.
因为这个故事呢，是描绘出这个逾越节的这个故事呢，是描绘出耶稣怎么样成为祭物，来被钉死在十字架上，来完成了一个何等大的一件事情。
Those who receive Jesus' blood will have eternal life, the Bible says.
凡是接受主耶稣基督借着他的宝血来洗净的人呢，将会得到这个永生，而且呢
，Those who reject Jesus' blood will receive eternal death.
但是对凡是拒绝耶稣和他的宝血的人呢，却会接受到永死。
So we see in verse 13, the people took branches of palm trees.
在第十三节这边，我们看到呢，人们呢拿着这个棕树枝。
These branches were a sign of victory and triumph for the Jewish people.
对犹太人来讲呢，这个棕树枝呢，代表的是胜利和这个胜利的一个记号。
So they saw Jesus as a sign of triumph and victory.
所以呢，他们看耶稣基督他们拿着这个棕树枝呢，来迎接这主耶稣呢，也是因为把主耶稣基督看成一个是胜利的一个象征。
And this is why the people are crying out Hosanna.
所以这是为什么当这些人们呢大声的呼喊叫说何善哪，何善哪。
Hosanna is a Greek word for a Hebrew word which means to save or deliver.
这个何善哪呢，是相当就是希腊是相当于希伯来字的这个拯救或者是救赎者。
One example in the Old Testament is from Psalm 118:25.
我来给你们一个举一个例子，在旧约诗篇里头第118篇第25节这么说到。
It says, Save us, we pray, O Lord, O Lord, we pray, give us success.
耶和华，求你拯救我们，耶和华，求你使我们亨通。
Here we see a scripture from the Old Testament speaking about the Messiah.
这里我们看到呢，这是一段这个旧约的这个记载呢，关于弥赛亚，也就是救赎者。
One who would be sent by God.
是那位 是神所差来要来拯救人的。
We know the Messiah is Jesus Christ.
那我们今天很清楚，弥赛亚指的就是耶稣基督。
So the crowd is blessing Jesus because they saw him as one who is coming in the name of the Lord.
所以这个群众呢，是来庆祝啊、这个耶稣的到来，因为他们把耶稣看作是神所差来的那一位。
This is something the Jewish people had been waiting for centuries.
这是犹太人已经期望了几百年，期望这么一天神差一个救赎者来到。
And so this is why there is such celebration going on.
所以这也是为什么在那个时候会有一个这么大的一个庆祝。
They had been waiting a long time for God to act on their behalf.
他们已经等待非常非常的久，期待神来拯救他们。
So naturally, the crowd, they want to make Jesus their leader.
所以很显然的，群众是希望这个群众呢是想要把这个耶稣基督呢来拥戴成他们的领导者。
So they refer to him as the King of Israel.
他们甚至把耶稣称为以色列的王。
The Romans had occupied Israel at this time, and the Jews were under their rule.
那时候罗马人统治，罗马人占据了这个以色列，那犹太人是在罗马的统治之下。
Naturally, the Jews did not like this. They wanted to be free from foreign occupation.
很自然的，犹太人他不喜欢这个目前的这个情势，而希望能够来脱离外邦的统治。
So the crowd wanted Jesus to set up Jesus as their king.
所以群众们呢就想要树立耶稣基督为以色列的王。
To overthrow the Roman army and to liberate Israel.
来推翻这个罗马的统治，然后来让以色列人得到自由。
And here we see the first mistake.
这里我们看到了群众犯了第一个错误。
Jesus did not come to be their physical king, but their spiritual king.
耶稣他来不是要成为犹太人在世上的在地上的王，而是要来成为这个世上人这个灵里面属神国度的王。
Jesus did not come to save them from Rome, but to save them from their sins.
耶稣呢来到这个世上呢，不是要来把犹太人从罗马人的统治之下解脱，而是要来解脱世人从罪里头来解脱出来。
Jesus' victory and triumph was not found to be as a freedom fighter.
耶稣的这个胜利呢，不是在于他是一个自由的斗士。
But as a savior who overcame sin and death by his death and resurrection.
而是一个救赎者，借着他的死和他的复活来胜过这个罪跟死亡权势的一位拯救者。
And Jesus was not just called to be king of Israel, but the king of all nations.
耶稣呢，不仅仅是被称为以色列的王而已，而且是所有世上万民万族的王。
That in the end every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord.
万妻都当在主耶稣面前来跪拜，承认他是王，他是主。
And so this is why we have to share this message with all people.
这就是为什么我们要跟世上的每一个人能够来传扬这个主耶稣的福音。
Because all people need to be saved from their sin.
因为世上的人都需要来从罪里头来被拯救出来。
Each person's eternal destiny is based on what they do with Jesus.
每一个人的最终的这个永生呢，是根据我们跟主耶稣的这个关系。
Those who make Jesus their king, They receive blessing and forgiveness of sin.
凡是愿意把主耶稣当作王的，那都将承受这个祝福和这个赦罪。
Those who reject Jesus as their king are held accountable and will face judgment before God.
那但是那些凡是拒绝了耶稣作为王的人呢，将要对他们自己所做的决定带来的后果来负责，而且要面对将来要面对神的这个审判。
So just like the Jews of Jesus' time, we too today need to be saved and delivered by Jesus.
就像耶稣时代的犹太人一样，今天我们仍然需要来靠着耶稣来被拯救的。
Salvation is found in the person of Jesus Christ.
救赎呢，救恩呢，也只有在耶稣基督里才有这个救恩。
He is the only Savior. The only Savior is found in Jesus.
他是唯一的救赎者。
The crowd was missing who Jesus truly was.
这个群众呢，他们犯的这个错误呢，就是他们不晓得真正的耶稣基督是谁。
They honored him, but they were misguided.
犹太人错误的这个理解呢，但是仍然这样的一个庆祝，仍然是来荣耀这个耶稣基督。
They had certain expectations about Jesus.
这些犹太人呢，他们有他们自己的这个期望，对耶稣的这个期望呢，但是他们这些期望都是错的。
But they were wrong.
但是他们都是错的。
And they allowed those expectations to guide them rather than the words of Jesus.
这些犹太人呢，宁愿让他们心中的这个私欲呢，和来引导他们，而不愿意去相信这位真正的神，主耶稣基督他所讲的。
And this is another area where we must be careful.
这是一个犹太人所犯的错误，我们在当中必须要学习的地方。
We must make sure that we do not have false expectations of Jesus.
当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，我们要确认我们自己没有这些错误的这个私欲在里头。
When we come to Jesus, we come with empty hands.
当我们来到耶稣基督面前的时候，我们是空手而来的。
God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, must change our hearts and minds.
耶神呢，借着这个圣灵呢，来改变我们的心和我们的心思意念。
And give us understanding of who Jesus is.
而圣灵呢，会让我们明白，真正明白主耶稣基督是谁。
This means that we submit ourselves to what the Bible says, which is the Word of God.
这就是为什么我们必须要虚心的来谦虚的把我们自己来这个放在来研读这个圣经。这个圣经呢，它是神的这个话语。
So reading the Bible is how we truly know who God is.
所以研读圣经呢，是可以让我们真正了解耶稣他是怎么样的一个人。
Not following our own opinions or the opinions of others.
而不仅仅是按照我们自己的这个观念，或者是别人的这个观念。
If we do this, we make the same mistake of the crowd in this passage.
如果我们完全仰赖自己的观念或者别人的观念的时候，那我们就跟群众犯的同样的错误。
Sadly, many of those who were shouting Hosanna here,
很不幸的我们看到这里这些在这里高唱和善和这个拯救者的这群的这个犹太人呢
，would be shouting shortly, crucify him.
不久之后呢，他们也喊叫的，就是说要把耶稣钉上十字架的人。
In 1 week's time, Jesus was hung on a cross and died.
在 大概一周内的这个时间里头呢，那耶稣呢，他被钉在十字架上而死。
Though he committed no crime or sin.
虽然耶稣呢，他没有犯世人的罪，他也没有触犯任何的法律。
But even the cross could not cancel out God's plan to save people from their sin.
单单这个耶稣被钉十字架呢，并不能完成，并没有完成神要来拯救世人的计划。
This is why the resurrection is so important and why we celebrate Easter next Sunday.
这也是为什么主耶稣的复活是同等的这个重要，为什么我们来庆祝他的复活。
It shows that Jesus was truly who he said he was.
主耶稣的死跟这个复活呢，来证实了耶稣基督他生前他所讲他是谁。
And he brings eternal life to all those who come to him.
而且他把永生赐给所有愿意来到他面前的人。
Verses 14 and 15 say that Jesus was put upon a donkey or he rode a donkey.
在第14到15节这边我们看到呢，耶稣骑上了一匹的驴驹。
This again was to fulfill an Old Testament prophecy about the coming of the Messiah.
这再一次的是一个 证实了这个旧约上预言所记载的这个即将要来到的弥赛亚 的情形。
This comes from Zechariah 9, chapter 9, verse 9.
这个事件是记载在旧约的撒加利亚书第九章第九节。
It says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion.
哦，锡安的居民啊，要大大的欢喜。
Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem.
要大大的欢喜，耶路撒的居民啊，应当欢呼。
Behold, your king is coming to you.
看啊，你的王到你这里来了。
Righteous and having salvation is he.
他是公圣的，他是公义的，是得胜的。
Humble and mounted on a donkey.
他是温柔的，他骑着一匹的驴驹。
On a colt, on a foal of a donkey.
而且骑的是一匹驴驹。
Now the colt was a symbol of peace.
驴驹呢是和平的象征。
And Jesus is the one who gives us peace with God.
耶稣呢是一位能把人和神来和好的一位人，一位。
In the Old Testament, if a king came in peace, he rode a colt.
在这个旧约的时代呢，当有一国的君王带着这个兵来到另一国的这个这个边境的时候呢，如果那一国的这个君王骑着一匹驴驹出来的话，那是代表着和平的。
If a king rode a horse, it was a sign of battle.
如果另一国的这个君王是骑着马匹出来，那就表示将有战事。
So the Pope, the people should have seen this.
当时的犹太人呢，看到耶稣骑着驴驹，应该就认知到这一点。耶稣是和平的君王。
But again, they were blinded by their expectations and traditions.
但是我们看到的是，这批的犹太人却是因着他们自己的这个内心的这个私欲和他的传统，来被蒙蔽了。
We see in verse 16 that even the disciples didn't understand what was going on or happening.
在经上记着，在第十六节这边，甚至记载的说。这些耶稣的门徒们，他们也并不了解当时发生的这个事情。
They would not truly understand what Jesus was doing until after the resurrection.
他们不明白耶稣的作为，一直要到耶稣被钉死。
But I believe Jesus included them in this event to provide a glimpse of the coming glory.
但是我相信耶稣是定义要他们的门徒 要经历这样子的这个痛苦的这个经历，好在日后呢为耶稣的荣耀来做见证。
And it says at the resurrection they remembered these things that had been written about him and had been done to him.
经上记这个我们刚读的那段经文里面讲到说呢，这个耶稣复活之后呢，那这些门徒们呢就记得这些经上所记载的这些事情，那而且这些事情呢的确也发生在他身上。
So I think as we go forward this week, when we come to Good Friday, we remember that the death of Jesus on the cross is not the end of the story.
接下来呢，那我们这个接下来这周呢，那我们会经历到这个耶稣受难的这个日子，然后我们也会知道呢，耶稣的死在十字架上呢，并不是整个这个故事的终结。
The resurrection is God's proof of Jesus' victory over sin and death.
耶稣的这个复活呢，证明了耶稣他战胜了罪跟死亡的权柄。
Verse 17 and 18 show us what caused them to think that Jesus was the Messiah.
在第17跟18节这边告诉我们呢，为什么以色列人会认为耶稣基督呢是那个弥赛亚。
Jesus has recently healed Lazarus from the dead.
耶稣呢在不久前呢才把这个拉撒路从死里让他复活了。
Jesus performed many miracles in his lifetime.
耶稣呢在他的33年半的这个世上的这个生命当中呢，他行了很多的这个神迹。
But this one stood out to the crowd.
但是把拉撒路从死里复活这件神迹呢，却是代表着很有不同的意义。
But here again we see the crowd miss the main point.
在这里呢，我们再次的看到群众呢对这个耶稣所行的这个神迹呢有错误的这个理解。
They missed the point of his miracles.
他们把耶稣行神迹的这个重点呢放错了。
Jesus' physical healings were primarily to teach a spiritual lesson.
耶稣行在人身上的这些肉体上面的这医治的这些神迹呢，为的是有更重要的这个属灵的这个医治在这个背后。
It was to show people they needed spiritual healing.
这一切都是告诉世人呢，世人需要灵里面的医治，而不是肉体上面的医治。
By nature, we are all spiritually dead, blind, and deaf.
当我们还不认识耶稣的时候呢，我们灵里面的光景就像是瞎眼、是聋、是死的。
The miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead.
这个把拉撒路从死里复活的这个神迹呢
，was primarily to show that it's God who brings us from spiritual death to spiritual life.
耶稣使拉撒路复活的这个神迹呢，主要的这个目的呢，是要告诉世人他是神，是那位把人从这个灵里已经死的人带出来，而赐给人新的这个灵里的这个生命。
All who know Jesus as their King, God has given them new life.
所有认识、接受耶稣基督是他们王的人呢，这个神呢将给他们新的生命。
And here we see that the crowd loved Jesus' work, but they did not love Jesus.
这里呢我们看到的是这些犹太人呢，他们喜欢耶稣所行的这些神迹，但是却不喜欢耶稣他这个人。
We are called to love Jesus because of who he is, not what he can give us or do for us.
我们被召出来要知道耶稣，要来爱这个耶稣呢，是因为我们爱这个耶稣，并不是因为这个耶稣能给我们带来什么好处，或者能为我们做什么事情。
Yes, Jesus blesses us, but that is secondary.
是的， 相信耶稣会得到祝福，但是呢，那不是目的，这只是次要的。
We are called to love Jesus because He is worthy of praise and honor.
我们来爱这个耶稣呢，是因为这个耶稣他是配得那个赞美跟这个尊荣的。
In verse 19, we see the Pharisees missed also who Jesus was.
在十九节这边，我们看到呢，法利赛人同样的。
And these were the religious.
同样的错误，把耶稣基督错认了。
These were the religious experts of the time.
这些法利赛人呢，他们在当时他们是宗教的领袖，宗教的专家。
So being religious does not save us from our sin.
所以有信仰，并不能救我们脱离死亡。
We must be humbled by God.
我们必须要很谦卑的来到神的面前。
And see our dependence upon Him.
让知道我们必须要完全的来依赖他。
If you continue to read, you see that Jesus did not allow this to take His eyes off His mission.
如果我们继续读下去呢，我们可以看到耶稣基督呢，他不会让这些他所行的这些神迹大能来把他让群众把他带离出。他所要来的这个目的。
Jesus' mission from the very beginning was to come and to die and save people from their sins.
耶稣的这个来到世上的这个任务呢，从一开始就很明显的，他是要来到这个世上，来到人中间，然后为人的罪而死，然后为这个罪人而死。
There were no shouts of Hosanna at the cross.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，没有人在喊这个耶稣是拯救者了。
There were no shouts of Hosanna at the resurrection.
甚至在耶稣复活的时候，也没有人把耶稣基督当作是一个拯救的。
But there will be shouts of Hosanna in eternity.
但是在永恒的国度里，天使和那些这个众圣徒却是在庆祝的这个耶稣的这个胜利。
And we even see palm branches mentioned.
那我们甚至我们在接下来这个启示录里面，我们都看到再次的提到这个中支的这个事情。
And more important, we see true pure worship.
更重要的是呢，我们在启示录里我们看到当这些众圣徒跟天使拿着这个中支的时候呢，是真正的，而且是真诚的，是来敬拜这位耶稣。
Hear these words from Revelation 7, verse 9 through 10.
从这个启示录第七章第九到第十节这么说道。
After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number.
此后呢，我观看，见有许多的人，多的不可胜数。
From every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages.
从各国、各族、各人和各种言语的。
Standing before the throne and before the Lamb.
站立在宝座和这个羔羊的面前。
Clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands.
穿着白色的这个袍子，手里拿着这个中支。
Crying out with a loud voice.
大声呼喊叫的说。
Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
救恩是属于神，坐在宝座上的神，而且是属于坐在宝座上的羔羊。
What excitement.
哦，这是多么兴奋，令人兴奋的一件事情呢。
Something that I think the church today needs to experience a small glimpse of.
有时候呢，我个人觉得今天的这个教会呢，应该是可以从上面那段经文里面来看到这个神这个主耶稣得胜的这个一幅图画。
All who come under the lordship of Jesus can know this victory.
所有来到这个 称耶稣为主的这个这个人来到这个神的面前呢，都应该能够看到这个神的主耶稣的这个胜利。
Our confidence is not in ourselves.
我们之所以有这个信心自信呢，并不是因着我们自己。
Our confidence is in Jesus and what He has done for us.
我们之所以能有这个信心呢，是在基督耶稣里。
Is Jesus your King?
耶稣基督是不是你的王呢？
Then thank Him and be glad.
如果是的话，那就谢谢这个耶稣基督，而且我们要为此来欢欣。
If Jesus is not your King,
如果耶稣基督还不是你的王，
He calls you today.
他呼召你，他今天在这个时候来呼召你。
Submit your life to Him today.
把你的生命来献给他。
He will show you love.
耶稣他会告诉你，他会把他的爱给你。
And He will give you joy and hope.
他会给你希望和喜乐。
Most of all, He will forgive your sins.
最重要的是呢，他会原谅你的罪。
And give you peace with God.
而让你和神得以和好。
Please speak to Pastor Chu or come see me afterwards if you have any questions.
在会后呢，如果你还有什么疑问，你可以这个询问这个赵牧师，或者你也可以来问这个 Pastor Wilson.
There's a great hymn called Victory in Jesus.
有一首非常美的一首诗歌。叫做在基督里的圣日得胜。
And I'd like to end with one refrain.
我愿意用他的这个副歌来作为今天的这个结束。
O victory in Jesus.
靠着主耶稣必定得胜。
My Savior forever.
因为他是我的永远的救者。
He sought me and he bought me.
他寻找我，而且买赎了我。
With His redeeming blood,
用他救赎的宝血。
He loved me ere I knew Him.
他爱我，甚至在我认识他之前。
All of my love is due to Him.
我愿意把我的所有的爱都归给耶稣。
He plunged me to victory.
他让我永远的这个得胜。
Beneath the cleansing flood.
因为他用宝血洗净了我。
In the Old Testament, Hosanna was a prayer for salvation to come.
在旧约里头呢，何善那呢，是人向神的这种祈求，这个救赎的，这个拯救的来到。
In the New Testament, Hosanna is a thanksgiving that salvation has come in Jesus Christ.
在这个新约里面呢，何善那代表的是一种感谢，感谢这个在耶稣基督里，这个拯救已经来到。
Let Hosanna be on our lips today, and as we go forward.
愿这个何善那感谢神，这个成就在耶稣里面的这个救恩呢，一直在我们的这个嘴唇上，从今时一直到永远。
Amen. Let us pray.
感谢主，让我们祷告。
Lord God, we thank you again that we can come to your word, the Bible.
主，我们再一次的感谢你，让我们能够来到你的这个话语面前。
That it tells us much about you.
你的话语告诉了我们你是谁。
Most important, it tells us who Jesus Christ is.
最重要的是告诉了我们耶稣基督是谁。
How he came to save us from our sins.
他怎么来到这个世上，为了是要拯救我们的。
Lord, we thank you that you have sent Jesus.
主，我们感谢你把耶稣基督赐给了我们。
To pay our penalty.
是为我们来付上了赎价。
And I pray that each person here today.
我也为在座的每一个人来祈求。
Will hear your voice.
来听到你的话语。
And make Jesus their King.
让在座的每一个人都把耶稣都尊耶稣基督为主。
May each one of us in our hearts,
愿每一个每一个在我们每一个人的心中
，and with our voices,
用我们的声音
，proclaim Hosanna,
来宣来这个宣向这个世界宣称何善那，你是是拯救者。
And it is for your glory we do these things.
Pardon?
It is for your glory.
这是为了你的荣耀。
We do these things. Amen.
我们感谢你。Amen.